This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Because he doesn't look very coordinated. He doesn't do things, but he's a very intelligent young man. He's actually, if I want to put basketball knowledge-wise, he's very intelligent. I'd probably put him in probably either number one or number two in that aspect, and just knowing what he needs to do and understanding situations and stuff like that. And against Loup City, he did an outstanding job. He didn't score very many points, but he did what we needed him to do. He guarded the Secretary kid, and he banged with him and stuff. He ended up fouling out, but he did what he needed to do. And then the other games this year, he's come in and he's been a spark at times. You know, he'll get an offensive rebound or a defensive rebound or a block shot or even a key basket, and it just kind of catapults us and gets our other guys going a little bit. And he has definitely done an outstanding job.
We're chatting with Overton Boys Basketball Coach Jay Stair. And Coach, we've talked about it all season long when we've done your games that you wanted to develop depth for this time of the season. Now we're here at the state tournament. How do you feel about that? And, you know, watching last week, there were teams that only had 6-7 kids that went down and won state tournaments. I know you want to have 9 or 10 that you don't have to worry about putting out on the floor. So where do you think you are right now?
Well, I think we're okay. We've definitely got at least one or two more players that can maybe come in and give us some quality minutes. The freshman, Matt Ayton, has come in toward the middle of the season and done a very good job for us, you know, hitting some shots and playing good defense, a defensive spark. When we played North Platte St. Pat's halfway through the season, he came in and got a few key steals or stops and did an outstanding job for us there. And then he just kind of got his way into that playing role with being about the sixth or seventh guy off the bench, the first or second guy off the bench, or sixth or seventh man. And we do have a few more guys that can maybe come in and steal a minute or two for us. We're not really entirely deep, but I could confidently say we probably are 7 deep right now, and that's a little bit better feeling than being where we were at the beginning of the season. So the kids have progressed this year, gotten better, and hopefully we can get down there and see if our conditioning pays off.
Jay Stair joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach of the Overton Eagles. Jay, it seems to be a reoccurring question, but I think it's a good question this time of year. Are you peaking at the right time?
I hope so. You know, we played in our conference tournament finals against Axtell. We didn't start very good, but we finished fairly well. We were down fairly in double digits there, I think 24-8 at one time, or 26-11 after the first quarter, and actually battled back to tie at one time, and they eventually beat us. But you know, we finished the season strong with 3 wins, and then played a very scrappy, tough Elwood team that game planned very well for us, and it was the exact same game as we played them during the season. They did a very good job of taking a few of our guys out of the equation and making our other basketball players do that. And once we got past Elwood, the kids came out with a little bit of fire. And we had one senior foul out in the Elwood game, and he wasn't, he definitely was glad that he had another chance, another opportunity, and he did make the most of it. And Jared Schaefer against Arapahoe, Jared played very well. Stat-wise, he was tremendous with, he only had 15 or 14 points, but I think he ended up with 16 or 17 rebounds and 7 or 8 blocks and, 6 or 7 assists. So, that's a pretty good stat line for even a high school basketball game. And, the kids are playing well right now, and I think that the games that we had against Arapahoe and Elwood, they did a good job of trying to limit Jacob and Jared to their points. So it made the other guys, step up their play and contribute and show that they can actually do some scoring. And I think that just helps us out a little bit more. And if we're peaking right now, I hope so, because I think we are a very good basketball team if we are playing the game that we're capable of playing.
And Jay, give us your scouting report on your first-round opponent here in Randolph.
Well, they're a tall team. I think going down to the state championships down here with all 8 teams, I think we're the smallest team out of the 8. We're, our tallest kids are 6'2", and they play bigger than they are, but, height-wise, you can't teach height, with Randolph. I think they got, You know, they start 6'6", 6'3", 6'3", 6'2", and 6', and bring a 6'5" kid off the bench. And we really haven't seen a lot of team height like that. Loup City was a tall team when they'd get some of their younger kids in with Secretaire and Smith and Roy. But, you know, we really haven't seen tremendously tall teams, and, you know, that could be a factor. But they play 1-3-1. They have scored quite a few points in a few games, but I think they like to slow it down and just try to play good team defense. And, you know, they're very good shooters, and they take care of the basketball. And we definitely have our hands full. They're down there for a reason. It's not because they got lucky. They're a good basketball team, and we'll definitely have our hands full.
Well, Jay, we wish you the best of luck. Look forward to a great run. And, of course, the game's on ESPN Radio all weekend long. Jay Stara, good luck to you in Overton.
Thank you very much, Doug.
You always got to wonder what kind of insight you're going to get from an interview with Doug and Daddy. Thanks to Jay Stare for giving us that interview here. And we're just about a little more than 2 minutes away from tip-off between the Randolph Cardinals and the Overton Eagles. I can tell you this. The last time that Randolph was here, well, this is their 21st appearance in the state championship or the state tournament. They were champions back in 2002, but then they were in C2. The last time they were here in D1 was, assumably, in 2004. For Overton, they come into the contest. This is their 11th time. They were last here back in 2003 when they beat Elmwood Murdoch in overtime and then lost to Sutton. So the Overton Eagles trying to get someplace they haven't gone before, and they could win today to get to that same spot, and if they win, they get to play tomorrow. Again, Overton comes in as the number 2 seed and Randolph the number 7 seed. So we're just about ready to get things going here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups, and we'll get our tip-off underway. You're listening to High School Basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And we are just about ready to get things underway. The Overton Eagles will be the home team. So they will be in their whites. We'll have to make some corrections to the jersey numbers for them. Randolph will introduce the non-starters first, but I'll tell you this. You're going to hear the name Clinton Lackus a lot. Clinton Lackus is a big scorer for the Randolph Cardinals. He averages 13 points per game. You'll be catching his name at all. But here's your starting lineup now for the Randolph Cardinals. Their head coach, Mark Anderson, their record 14-7. Austin Backer will get the start for the Cardinals this afternoon. He is a 6-foot senior guard, averages 8.5 points per game, 3 boards, leads the team in assists with 76. Clinton Lackus is a 6'2 junior. He is a guard, and he'll average 13.1 points per game, 4.3 boards. Adam Tuning will get the start. He is a 6'6 senior. He averages 9.1 points per game, leads the team in rebounds with 159. That's an average of 7.6. Also leads the team in steals with 54. John Gubbles is a 6'3 senior. He is their center. He averages just over 9 points per game and will pull down just over 7 boards for the Cardinals. And Daniel Kiles will round out the start top five. He's a 6'2 senior forward, averages just shy of 4 points per game and pulls down at least 3.5 boards on average per game. That's your starting lineup for the Randolph Cardinals. Again, their head coach, Mark Anderson. For the Overton Eagles, their starting five look like this. Jared Hodgson is a 5'11 senior guard. He averages almost 6 points per game and will get down nearly 4 boards per game as well. Brady Weiss is a 6-foot junior. He's a junior guard, and he averages 5 points per game and a little over 3 rebounds. Zach Olmstead is a 5'11 junior forward. He averages 9.5 points per game and will pull down 6 boards on average for the Eagles. Jacob Olmstead is the big shot for Overton. Jacob Olmstead is a 6'2 sophomore. He's a forward, and he averages 17.8 points per game and will get at least 7 rebounds per game. He is a huge contributor to the Overton Eagles. Jared Chapel will round out the top five. He is a 6'2 senior forward, averages 15.6 points per game, and he'll bring down his share of boards too. He leads the Eagles in rebounds with an average of 10.4 per game. Overton Eagles 19-3 under head coach Jay Stair. And that is your starting lineup, and we are just about ready to get things going. Got a pretty good crowd on hand. I'll tell you up front, I had to rush a little bit. I was calling games over on our sister station on the Breeze, and I had just enough time to get here and get things set up and ready to go. Roads in Lincoln, as you can imagine, are not the best. Still lightly raining and a lot of slush out there. Not sure what it's like back in the Tri-Cities, but we're playing in actually, we're playing on a hard court, so it's kind of nice inside. But for the record, the roads are pretty rough out there. A lot of slick and snow, a little bit more than an inch out there. It was really coming down good earlier this morning. But that matters not. We are here for the D1 opening round between the Overton Eagles and the Randolph Cardinals. Rob Osmond, glad to have you along here, waiting for the tip-off. At center court will be Jared Schaefer. Just kind of updating some numbers here. Jared Schaefer will tip off against Adam Tunink at 6'6". Tunink has the advantage, and Tunink will take the tip off. We're underway in the opening round for the D2 playoff in the state boys basketball championship. Randolph with the ball now. Pass inside. Shot up inside in the paint. And it'll go. Daniel Kiles. Kiles puts down the first two of the ball game, and it's a 2-0 lead for Randolph. Overton Eagles come right back. Pass over to the right side now. Shot off the backboard is no good. And now the Eagles now reset. Brady Weiss has it now. Pass over to the left side from the wing. Now it's a long pass back to Weiss, in and out of his hands. Brady Weiss watches it sail right through his hands. That turnover is costly. And Randolph with a 2-0 lead will take over possession. Cardinals now working it up left side. Outside the key is Adam Tunink. Tunick fires 1 foot inside, and he nails it. Long two-pointer for Adam Tunick. And it's a 4-0 game. Randolph Cardinals are here to play and have been on the money in their first 2 shots of the ball game. The Eagles come back now. Jacob Olmstead goes for 3. He gets it off clean, and it's off to the right side. No good. Rebound goes right to the Cardinals. Good play by Daniel Kiles to get the board for Randolph, and back to work come the Cardinals now, up by 4. 6:35 to go in the opening period. Shot from the baseline, rolls around, finally goes down. Austin Backer pops for his first 2, and it's a 6-0 run for Randolph. Eagles now have really yet to get a decent shot off. And now the ball is dropped by Jared Schaefer, and it's picked up alertly, and on the breakaway comes Austin Backer. Austin Backer pops in for another 2, and we're going to get a timeout for Overton. We'll stay here with you. That's a quick start for Randolph. They're up 8-0, and that's a big run to get the game started. This is the opening round, and you can see a little bit of jitters in the hands and the eyes of the Overton Eagles. They're the number 2 seed going against the number 7 seed, but it matters not here in the first round. It's 1 and you're done. 2, you advance to the semifinals. And you cannot look past any team whatsoever. Okay, Jay Stair breaks up the team, and they're going to get back to work here, and it'll be Overton with the ball. Brought back in now by Jared Schaefer. Jared Schaefer crosses midcourt, works his way up the left side. Now pass inside, off the mark. Zachary Olmstead couldn't get to it, and the Cardinals will pick up another turnover. Randolph Cardinals off to an 8-0 start. Ball now in the hands of Clinton Lackett. And Lackett puts it up, and it's going to be taken away. Quick hands by Jacob Olmstead. Or check that. It's going to be Jared Schaefer who comes away with it. Schaefer goes up for a long three. It's no good. You got three Cardinals fighting for it, and a foul is going to be called. And I think it's going to be Jared Schaefer. Nope, it's going to be Hodgson. Hodgson fouls. Cardinals coming back now, working it up behind the back dribble. Clinton Lackett gets it, loses control of it, pass up ahead. Jacob Olmstead off the backboard gets it to go. Jacob Olmstead, the 6'2 sophomore, steps up and gets Overton on the board for the first time this afternoon. 8-2, it's a 6-point Randolph lead. Clinton Lackett now makes the pass over to the left side, and it was way off the mark, and out of bounds it goes, and Austin Backer was intended for it, telling everyone to slow it down here. Let's not force anything. 4:56 to go in the opening quarter. 8-2. Randolph on top of Overton. On the right side, now Jared Schaefer gets turned away. Tries to pass it in the middle, and he'll get it back. It was briefly knocked, being double-teamed, and now he'll make it out to Jacob Olmstead, who swings it over to the wing on the left side. Brady White for two. Weiss stops for two, and it's 8-4. Cardinals still up by four. Pass comes over, picked up by Gubbles. Gubbles puts up a jumper, and it goes. Gubbles pops in his first two, and it's 10-4. Quick start now for Randolph, and they're able to put some points on the board in a hurry. Three-point shot is no good from Hodgson. Cardinals get the board. And the ball's going to be pushed ahead now. Here come the Cardinals. Working his way around the top of the key. John Gubbles, he'll make the pass to Clinton Lackett. Lackett passes back to the left side to Backer. Backer to Tunick. Tunick drives inside the paint, stops, pops, it drops. Twelve to four is our score. Overton down by 8. Bounce pass goes over. Jared Schaefer goes inside, has it roll off his leg out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals.
Into the Overton lineup, number 22, Jacob Jensen.
Jacob Jensen enters the ballgame for Overton to the bench. Zach Olmstead. Inbound pass. Goes deep. Jacob Olmstead with it. Pass over to the right side, now back to the left, almost out of the hands of Jared Schaefer. Schaefer tries to go baseline, thinks about going inside, can't get there. Comes back out with it, passes it around to the top of the key. They'll work the right side. Three-point shot is up and in. Jacob Olmstead pops for three, and it's 12-7. So the Cardinals now watch their lead get cut to 5, all alone on the baseline drive, on the drive inside the paint. Austin Backer passes it over and makes a fake last-second pass and keeps it himself, puts it in for two. It's 14-7. Seven-point lead now. Long pass in and out of the hands of Overton, but they'll get it back. Good effort by Brady Weiss. Under the baseboard, on the baseline, there we go. Jacob Jensen was underneath it, came back, reached over that right-hander, right underhanded shot, and it goes. It's 14-9. Randolph on top. Long pass. And the ball's going to get knocked out of bounds. Pass was just a little bit off. Daniel Kyles was hustling for it, but couldn't get it under control. So Overton now with a chance to reach inside this five-point lead that Randolph has amassed. 2:20 to go in the opening period. Overton now works that right side. Jacob Olmstead, long pass, now back to the left side, baseline. Long pass now to the right side, picked up by Jacob Olmstead. He goes baseline, throws it at the last second, and then he traveled with it. Nope, we're going to get a foul called. I thought we were going to call traveling on it, but it's going to be a foul on John Goebbels.
Foul on Randolph 42, John
Goebbels. Goebbels, rather. Overton now with the ball. All alone at the top of the key is Jared Hodgson. He swings it over to the left, now goes inside to Jacob Jensen. He'll drive and then kick it outside. Shot is up from the right wing. Jacob Olmstead's shot was no good. Foot was on the line on the three-point side, and it was no good anyway. Score remains 14-9, a five-point Randolph lead. Bounce pass inside, and the big guy is there, Adam Tooney. 6 points for the 6'6 senior Tooney. Back now to a seven-point lead for Randolph. Overton now drives inside. Jacob Olmstead goes, gets the touch, but can't get the roll. Second effort goes up and around. No good from Jacob Jensen. And the Cardinals will come away with it. Now it's a long pass up ahead. And a traveling call is going to be made. That's the only way that Goebbels was going to run under that, because it was just out of his reach. Goebbels will go to the bench now. Back in the game is Daniel Kyles. Here comes Overton now, working it up the left side. Jared Schaefer, 6'2 senior. Stops outside the arc, passes down to the wing. Wide open was Jacob Olmstead. He'll send it across the court, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Cardinals. Overton will maintain possession. Ball's in the hands of Matthew Aiden. Now he'll pass it over to the right side. Come back out, second attempt for a three-pointer. This one goes in. Jacob Olmstead. That's his second big three. And it's 16-12. Shot is up from the baseline. No good from the Cardinals. Rebound was there, but it's knocked around. Ball's loose, and it's going to be picked up by Randolph. Good save by Austin Becker. And then a three-point shot goes up and in. Kyles pops in for two. A long two. It's 18-12. 15 seconds now left in the first quarter. Very quickly played. Overton playing for the last shot. They're down by six. They've trailed by as many as eight. Here's a three-point shot with 2 seconds left. The follow-up was no good from Jacob Jensen, and we'll go to the second quarter. 18-12 in favor of Randolph. You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is 5 Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast. Rob Osmond with you on your ESPN Superstations. Thanks for coming aboard. Overton Eagles start off the second half, or second quarter rather, down by six. They'll have the ball. Inbound pass is picked up. Nice turnaround jumper. Zach Olmstead Olmstead just made a good pass. Got a good pass inside the lane and turns around and fires it up, and it's good. 14-18 now. Overton down by four. Randolph with the ball now. Ball's going to be knocked away. Hustling down the court is Overton. And trying to get it out of bounds with Jacob Olmstead. Instead, he'd make the perfect feed to Clinton Lackus. And Lackus tried to put it up off the backboard and was fouled in the process. Hodgson will pick up his second. Lackus now will toe the line. He's the top scorer for the Cardinals. And he's up the board with one. 19-14. Early on in the second quarter, 7:21 to go in the half. Second shot up from Lackus. It's on the money. 20-14 is our score. 6-point deficit for the Eagles. Pass over to the right side. Picked up by Jacob Olmstead. Now with it. Schaefer just outside the arc on the left side. Hits on the wing. Picks up Brady Weiss. Over to the right side. Olmstead throws up a three. It's no good. Climbing the ladder to get it was John Goobles for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are back in business holding to a 6-point lead. Pass through the lane, underneath, gets kicked back out by Lackus. Shot goes up, it's no good from Tunink. Overton gets the rebound, they'll hustle it back and off the backboard. Good pass and a good feed, a good read from Zach Olmstead. Olmstead now with 4 points here in the second quarter. Cardinals now with the ball inside the arc. Goobles makes the pass to Lackus. Now back to Backer. Backer loses it off his finger. 3-point shot was up and no good from Clinton Lackus. Austin Backer just about got the wind knocked out of him as he turned around right into a screen and thumped his chest pretty good. No worse for the wear. They're back to action now. Eagles with the ball, trailing now by four. 20-16. 3-point shot up. It's no good from Schaefer. Whistle blows, and it's going to be on Overton. Foul's going to be, I think, on Zach Olmstead. Olmstead picks up his first. Randolph now with the ball. Getting a little pressure now from Overton as they work their way across midcourt. Double team is broken. Kyle comes in all alone. And you got two Overton players that collide in midair. Both go down hard. And Randolph is going to be tagged with a foul. So Overton gets it back and a nice break at that. Down by four, 20-16. Inside the lane, picked up. Jared Hodgson has a shot at it, can't get it to go. Knocked out of bounds. Right into the Cardinals and then out of bounds. Off the foot of Clinton Lackus. But they're going to call it off of Overton. And the inbound pass went. The inbound pass went. It was picked off by Brady Weiss, who put it in the basket. The crowd thought it was good. The referee handed the ball to Lackus. Lackus made an attempt for an inbound. I'm not sure what the call was on that. I don't think the referees were set. So Randolph comes back. Pass goes down court now. Picked up by Tunick. Tunick now finds Lackus. Goobles now makes the pass right back to Backer. Inside pass, turnaround jump shot is just short. Good move by Clinton Lackus underneath the basket. He'd worked his way in. Got the quick pass in the lane. Turnaround jump shot was just no good. Score remains 20-16. Similar play the other way. Trying to squeeze it inside was Jacob Olmstead. Hodgson couldn't get to it. But this time, Overton's able to get it back. And third time's the time for Zach Olmstead. He got his own rebound twice. The third time, he drops it in. He'll go to the line. Lackus will pick up the foul for Randolph, his first. So Olmstead will get a chance now. Zach Olmstead will get a chance now for the three-point play. Shot is up, and it is good. Zach Olmstead, 5 points for Overton, 19-20. Shot over on the left baseline. Long jumper's no good. Coming out to get it are the Eagles. We got a wrap up on the floor. They're going to call the jump ball. Possession arrow will go in favor of Randolph. Randolph player is just trying to slow things down. 19-20 now. Overton trails by one. They've been nibbling their way back. They trailed by as many as eight in the first quarter. And a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. Ground one on a jump ball. Thought we were going to get it. A little more arm than ball. And the foul is going to go on Jared Schaefer. So Randolph will have the ball. Cardinals up by one. 20-19. Chance to build on that right now. Backer goes around the outside. Bounce pass now. Two-point jump shot from Kyles is no good. Rebound is going to be brought down by Jared Schaefer. Good pass up ahead as Jacob Olmstead had worked his way through and got a shot at a layup but didn't get the foul or the bucket. Cardinals come away with it. Now they'll work, and the pass is just out of reach from John Goobles, and Overton will take advantage of the turnover. No, they're going to call it. Last touch by Overton. Even Randolph thought that it was the last, or that it was last touched by them. So Randolph now with the ball, inbound pass picked up by Grant Anderson. Pushed over now, three-point shot goes up, and it's on the money. Austin Baker pops for three. Austin Baker pops in, and it's 23-19. Randolph up on top, then the other way. Here it comes, and there's a shot by Jared Hodgson that lifts for three. So it's 23-22. Answering a three for a three are the Eagles. Shot from Randolph is no good. Up ahead come the Eagles. Jump shot just inside the paint is no good from Schaefer, and we're going to get a timeout from Randolph. Coach Mark Anderson, it'll be a short one. We'll stay here with you. Randolph had worked up an eight-point lead, and now I've let Overton climb back into it, and a big three-point shot from Jared Austin will do just that. Back to a one-point game now in favor of Randolph. Mark Anderson wants to talk about it. 3:13 to go in the first half. Clock is just absolutely zipping down. Back to action now. Randolph with the ball. Lackus gets it in. Now he'll pass it right back to Baker. Baker pushes up ahead now to Goobles. Goobles almost has it knocked away. And it finally is knocked away, and here come the Eagles. Pass up ahead, almost out of the reach, and then brought right back. Good play, good assist. Zach Olmstead had the hustle. He had to hurry to track that ball down. He got a hold of it, made a last-second pass to Jacob Jansen. Jansen took a shot at it, but didn't have the authority on it, but he was fouled in the process. Foul's going to be called on Clinton Lackus. It'll be his second, shooting two now. Will be Jacob Jensen, and he pops the first one. Jake Jensen is a 6'2 junior. Toes the line, throws it up, flips the net. 24-23. Randolph with the ball, down by one now. Shot from Lackus. Three-pointer goes up and in. Clinton Lackus drops in at the tray. 26-24. Eagles now with it. Here's a three-point shot from Olmstead. It's no good. Rebound goes to the Cardinals. A little bit of pressure, but the Cardinals are able to break it. Lackus was in there to take the feed. Works his way across midcourt now. And travels. As he makes the spin. And that turnover will go right now to Overton. The Eagles down by two, 26-24, 2:23 on the clock. Brady Weiss with the ball, makes a push over to the left side. Ball's now in the hands of Jacob Olmstead. He goes inside, feeds off, turnaround jump shot is no good. Hook shot, rather, from Derrida Hodgson. Misses the mark, and the rebound goes to Randolph. Adam Trunick now. Trunick works it to the top of the key, and then passes off to Goobles. Goobles tries to work it in, makes a handoff right in the gut of Lackus. Lackus gives it off. And a turnaround jump shot is up, bounces around, no good from Adam Tunink. And there to get it for the Eagles was Jared Hodgson. Long pass over to the right side, picked up by Jacob Olmstead. Quick pass now, back over to the left wing. Whistle blows, and we're going to get another turnover. And Randolph's going to get it. ...26-24. Scoreboard points in the favor of Randolph with 1:28 to go in the first half. Pass over to the left side for Randolph, nearly swatted away by Zach Olmstead. Now driving inside the lane and getting fouled is Grant Anderson. Anderson dropped his shoulder, took two steps in the paint, came up with it. And you can see his wrist get knocked around. Jared Schaefer will pick up his second foul for Overton. To the line now goes Grant Anderson. 6'5", freshman. Speaks well for the future of the Randolph Cardinals. In and out, the shot goes. Anderson missed that first shot. He'll come up with a second one now. Second shot. On the way. Spins and it's in. Anderson 1-for-2 from the line and it's 27-24. Eagles now with the ball back. 1:10 to go. Ball almost knocked away. Stepping up to get it was Brady Weiss, and they almost lost it again. Now there's a battle for it, and we're going to get a call. On Overton. And a timeout is going to be called. We'll stay here with you. There was a little scrum that ensued when they crossed the center line. And now you can see Coach Jay Stair out there trying to plead his case, saying it doesn't make any sense. And it didn't make any sense. They were all waiting for the jump ball call as you had two players with each hand on it. When we come back from the timeout, we'll have a minute to go. It's still a three-point ball game. Randolph on top. Randolph with the ball. Bringing it in will be Clinton Lackus. Lackus takes it to the backcourt where he picks up Adam Tunick. Tunick works it inside now. Clock's under 55. Driving inside. Lackus puts it up and the ball is stuck. Shot went up and it's stuck. Between the backboard and the rim. And Overton will get it. No bounce, no nothing. Just stuck. They get it down now. Jumping up to get it was Jake Olmstead. Eagles with the ball now, trying to cut into this three-point lead. 27-24. Clock is down. Under 40 seconds now. Ball's in the wing now. Jacob Jensen has his pass picked off. And Lackus was there to get it. Clinton Lackus goes behind the back now, crosses midcourt, swings it over to the left side. driving inside off the backboard. Good look, but no points for it. Adam Tunick was there. And now the rebound went to the Cardinals. John Goebbels had the shot, but he picked up the foul. Foul is called on Jake Olmstead. That'll be his first. And to the line comes Goebbels. He has 2 points in the afternoon. Make it three. John Goebbels, 6'3 senior, has one more shot coming. 28-24. Six straight points now for Randolph as Goebbels finds the bottom of the net. 29-24. Whistle blows. Overton will have the ball with 13 and a half seconds to go. Inbound pass goes to Olmstead. Olmstead rolls to his right. Dobson, did he travel? No, he carried. That's a tough call to take when he's dropping in, driving inside, and was not even changing direction. Nevertheless, Randolph with the ball. Clock now down to 7. And a foul. And they're going to call this one. That was a carry. And the crowd here called it for the referees. Under 6 seconds to go. 5-point lead for Randolph. Last second shot at the buzzer is no good from Matthew Aiden. So we'll go to halftime, 29-24. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Stay with us. You're listening to High School Basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your need. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast High School. Rob Osman with you, opening round for the boys basketball tournament. We're in D2. Randolph Cardinals lead at halftime 29-24 over the Overton Eagles. Randolph's top scorer with 9 points is Austin Baker. 6 points for Adam Tunick. 5 for Clinton Lackus. 4 each for John Goebbels and Daniel Kyles. For the Eagles, 10 points for Jacob Olmstead, 5 for Zach Olmstead. And those are your top scorers. You do have a three-pointer from Jared Hodgson and 2 3-pointers from Jake Olmstead. Over on the Cardinals side, two big three-pointers in the second quarter. But the big story, I would say, would be that Randolph had an eight-point lead with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Up 12-4, and Overton had already burned two timeouts. And then all of a sudden, Overton catches fire. And in the middle of the second quarter, went on an 11-2 run to bring the score a little bit closer. In fact, they were tied, and Overton had the lead briefly, 24-23. But comes up down at halftime, 29-24. And you can bet that Overton was clearly expecting Lackus to come out and be a shooting, so they put a lot of weight on him. But it's been Austin Baker who's popped out for nine. Clinton Lackus has done a good job of leading the team, but he has 5 points on the afternoon. Halftime entertainment going place. That's what you hear in the background. You got Overton dance team out there. Earlier we had the Randolph Cardinals. So 29-24 is our score. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get you up to date with some of the scores all around Lincoln today as the opening round takes place for the boys' state basketball tournament. By the way, this is the 100th year for the state basketball championship for the boys. No mention of what year it was for the girls, but for the boys, they're celebrating their 100th year this year. And that's something that they can be pretty proud of. They put on a good show. It's pretty well organized. We'll take a break. Come right back. Give you some more scores from around the area. You're listening to High School Basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast High School. Rob Osmond with you. Glad to be aboard on your ESPN Superstation and your ESPNSuperstation.com. Welcome those of you listening to us via the Internet. Live streaming always available at all of our Platte River radio stations. So if you go on to ESPNSuperstation.com and get the sports schedule and you see that there's another game on one of our sister stations, that game is also available online on their website. And if you have any problems or anything, just give the station a call. They'll be glad to point you in the right direction. We're covering a great deal of games. I think we had something like 13 area boy teams qualify for the tournament. A couple of them are already done for the day. Let's kind of go around the classes and see what's going on. We'll start. No Class A games yet. They started at 2 o'clock. Grand Island taking on Norfolk. Grand Island High School, the 8th seed. Norfolk, the number 1 seed. That game is underway. We should have at least a halftime score coming your way here in a little bit. In Class B, South Sioux City defeated Sydney earlier today. Ralston knocked out Adams Central, so it's one and done for the Patriots as Ralston steps forward to play South Sioux City tomorrow. Shadron beat Wilbur Clatonia earlier today, and the now 22-1 Chadron Cardinals will advance to take on Minden. Minden defeated Fall City over at the Pershing Center earlier this morning. Those are our C1 games, obviously. And C2, we don't have any scores yet because the first game at Lincoln Southeast just started at 2 o'clock. Dundee County Stratton, rather, taking on Axtell. We heard a score earlier, and Axtell was leading at the end of the first quarter. I'm not sure where that stands now. We'll try to get a score for you. They'll play the winner of Archbishop Bergen and Hardington, who will do battle at 3:45. Ravenna will take on Sutton in the Pershing Center at 8:45 tonight. That'll be a fantastic game. Doug Duda will have the call for that on our sister station, The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Pre-game show will come your way roughly about 8:30 on 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com. Down in D1, Freeman beat Sandhills Thedford to advance to the semifinals. Humphrey was beaten by Emerson Hubbard. Emerson Hubbard will advance to play Freeman at the Pershing Center tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for the semifinals for D1. That's the other half of the bracket. Our half of the bracket, Overton and Randolph. Randolph on top by 5, 29-24 here at halftime. Winner of this game will play either Humphrey St. Francis or Exeter Milligan. That game will be coming up next with a 3:45 start time. Semifinals will take place at Pershing tomorrow at 10:45. Down in D2, Ewing beat Heartland Lutheran, ruining Heartland Lutheran's first time into the state tournament. Ewing comes away with a 58-43 win and will advance to the semifinals to take on Hay Springs. Hay Springs defeated Gildner in a thrilling game in overtime, 69-66. So Gildner finished for the year as well. The other half of D2 looks like this. Hampton will take on Lynch tonight at 7 o'clock. Hay Center will take on Sterling. Winner of those four will come out and be the other half of the bracket for D2. They'll play tomorrow at 3:45 at the Pershing Center. Again, log on to your ESPNSuperStation.com, and you'll be able to find the score, the sports schedule, and I'll tell you exactly what's going on and where we're going to be. And we're happy to bring it to you. We are about a minute and a half now before our second half comes our way. We'll take a quick one-minute break and be back with the start of the second half. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperStation.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southeast. Second half underway now. Randolph with the ball. Pass over to the right side. Picked up by Austin Baker, and that ball is going to be made. Good shot by Austin Baker, the 6'1 senior. Makes it a 31-24 ball game. Going the other way. Overton. Jacob Olmstead gets it underneath and pops in for two. 31-26. Just underway here in the second half. Daniel Kyles with the ball. His shot is up. It's no good. Rebound perfectly played. Nicely done by Jared Schaefer. The 6'2 senior gets the board. Stripped the other way was Brady Weiss as he drove inside, and then Randolph makes a pass, and it's going to go astray, and it'll be picked up by Overton. Overton now with their third shot. offensively, and it's going to be drilled as they kick it back out. As Jake Olmstead pops for a big three, and it's 29-31. Ball is stolen. Here come the Eagles. Off the backboard, shot is no good. No foul called. Jared Schieffer picked out a pass and ran it to the other side and trying to get it up and in. Didn't get the bucket, didn't get the foul, but the follow-up guy did. Olmstead will be charged with his second. So Randolph will have the ball. Inbound pass picked up nicely by Daniel Kyles. Kyles gets it back to Lackus. Lackus now crosses midcourt. Runs into a double team, gives it off, passed by Goobles. Goobles off the backboard, doesn't get the roll. Randolph there for the rebound, and it's going to be dropped in. Adam Tunick. Tunick had the angle and had the reverse jump shot and got it to go. It's 33-29. Three-point shot on the right side is no good from Jared Hodgson. Bounce pass goes out. Here's another three-point shot from Jake Olmstead, and he gets it to go. Back-to-back threes for Jake Olmstead. 33-32. Overton down by one. Pass is picked up by Kyle. Kyle, turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebound goes to the Eagles, and here comes Overton. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Pass is going to be tipped away. Overton will maintain possession. Quick hands by Daniel Kyles. Inbound pass picked up by the Eagles now, working it around the left side. Ball's in the hands of Jared Hodgson. Hodgson goes long over to the right side. Picks up Schieffer. Schieffer tries to feed inside all alone underneath. Up for the shot was Dallas Brevard. I think that was him. We'll see. It's going to be Clinton Lackus. That'll be his third, the foul. Jared Hodgson will go to the line. He'll shoot two. First shot is no good. Hodgson has 3 points. Second shot now coming from Hodgson. Got a three-pointer and one free throw for 4 points. Says he'll convert it. And we're tied up at 33. Randolph now with the ball. Lackus at the top of the key. Works it to the left side. Picks up Kyles. Kyles goes to Goobles. Goobles puts it up for a long jump shot. Doesn't get it. Here's a three-pointer by Baker. Baker's shot is up and in. ...36-33 now the score. Overton down by three, trying to work their way back. Pass over to the right side. Ball in the hands of Jake Olmstead. He'll kick it right back out to the top of the key now, in the hands of Hodgson. Hodgson drives, and a foul is going to be called. And I think it's going to be on Kyles. Kyles will pick up his second. So to the line will go Jared Hodgson again. First shot is up. It's no good. Hodgson 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Jared's a 5'11 senior. His second shot is too deep. No good. Rebound goes to Randolph. It's going to be Adam Tunick coming away with it. And a foul is going to be called on Hodgson. Hodgson was covering him, and he was just a little late to put his hands up to avoid the touch, but a little too much, say the official. That'll be third for Hodgson. Randolph has the ball now. Lackus drives inside, kicks off late. Pass underneath was no good. Shot up no good from Tunick, and the Eagles have it back the other way, and a traveling violation is going to be called on Jake Olmstead. So the Cardinals will have the ball, and with it, a three-point lead, 36-33, 4:09 to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass is picked up. Rest broken by Randolph. Jump shot by a Clinton Lackus is no good from 12 feet, and the rebound goes to the Eagles. Eagles with the ball now. Driving up. No foul. Finally get a foul and getting a shot on second effort alone. Zach Olmstead. Zach Olmstead with 7 points. It'll send Zach Olmstead to shoot a 1-1. Foul's going to be on Goobles. It'll be his second. Olmstead now toes the line. Shot is up and it's good. Olmstead. It was not a 1-on-1, by the way. It was a 3-point play because he was fouled. I omitted that fact. Tied up at 36 now. Randolph with the ball. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Goobles with the ball, passes over to the right side, picks up Koenig. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Overton will have it. Overton with the ball. Shot is up. It's no good. Foul is called now. We'll see who it's going to be on. I think it's going to be on Lackus. That's 4 for Lackus. And we've got 3:12 to go here in the third quarter. Lackus, their hottest shooter for Randolph, and he's in some serious foul trouble. To the line will go Jake Jensen. Jensen 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and this one's nothing but net. Unfortunately, no rim involved either. Eagles tell him to shake it off. He'll toe the line one more time. Shot is up, and this one's good. Jensen hits it. Inbound pass is broken up. Good effort by Matthew Hayden. Shot is up. Three-pointer is no good. Bounce right back to Randolph. Adam Tooney. Knocked out of bounds. Long pass was just out of the reach of Baker. And Overton will get it back. Jared Schaefer now brings it back for the Eagles. Overton up by one, 37-36. Over on the left side now, double teamed, now working his way around it was Jake Olmstead. Makes a good give at the last second. And Jacob Jensen pops in for two. And the Eagles get it back again. Oh, now they're almost at it. And here comes Randolph. Foul is going to be called. Too much momentum. I think it's going to be on Jake Jensen. That'll be his first. Third team foul for Overton. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Inbound pass picked up by Baker. Baseline shot, low angle of probability, and it didn't go from Adam Tooney. Behind the backboard. Those shots rarely make it. Three-point shot up, no good from Jake Olmstead. Randolph with the rebound, hustling it up the right side is Austin Baker. He'll kick it up and down hard on the court was Jake Jensen. Meanwhile, up ahead, the shot from Randolph, no good. Rebound goes to Jared Schaefer. On the left side now, Jake Olson has it. Olson does a little razzle-dazzle. Blind pass over to the right side. Three-point shot goes up. It's no good. But the Eagles are there for the rebound. Now driving inside, drawing the foul, and they'll get it. No. They're going to call a charging foul. Jake Olmstead will pick up his third. Clinton Lackas was hacked in the process, so he'll go back on defense now for the Randolph. Inbound pass. Randolph has it. Grant Anderson works his way up. Trailer behind him hits him. Eden picks up his first foul. He wasn't too happy about it, but that's the fifth foul for Overton. 39-36, timeout, Overton. It'll be a full one. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
39-36 is our score. Overton on top, 128 to go. Randolph with the ball. 125 to go here in the third quarter. Randolph now at the top of the key. It's Adam Tuning trying to work his way in. Gets turned away. Works his way now on the right side. Gives off to Daniel Kyle. Kyle loses the handle on it. And they're reaching for it. And coming away with it is Jared Schaefer. Schaefer passes ahead. And a whistle blows as the ball was just hanging on the rim. Jerry Hodgson will go to the line. Daniel Wessel, the 5'10 senior Cardinals, will pick up his first. Hodgson from the line is 1 for 3, make it 2 for 4. 40-36 now, and a chance for one more from Hodgson. It's no good. Jump ball is going to be called, and possession goes to Overton. Overton up by 4 here in the third with 1:01 to go, has the ball, and a 4-point lead. Inbound pass comes from Schaefer. Picks up Weiss. Weiss's pass is going to be knocked away. Picked up, running it down the court was Daniel Wessel. And he'll pull it back. Pull up the reins and slow things down and let the Cardinals catch up with him. Ball's partially knocked away. Daniel Wessel will end up with it. Trying to go inside. Grant Anderson has it taken away, and it's Jake Jensen who gets it for the Eagles. Eagles now working across. Kicked out to the right side. Losing it. Losing the handle on it. Was Eaton. And it bounced out of bounds. Turnover for Overton. Randolph with it now. Trailing by 4. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Blocking foul is going to be called on Jake Jensen. He's set. Jensen will pick up his first foul and to the line will go Goobles. Goobles' shot goes up. Down it is. John Goobles at 5 points. That's his first of the second half. 20 seconds to go. He'll shoot one more. To the bench comes Adam Tunick for Randolph. Second shot is up. It's no good from Goobles. And it's 40-37. 14 seconds now, 13. Eagles with the ball. Backing his way in now is Schaefer. He'll get turned away. He'll kick it right back out now. Swinging it around to the top of the key. 4 seconds on the clock. Shot is up. It's off the mark. And nobody will have it. We'll go to our fourth and final quarter with our score 40-37. Overton on top of Randolph. You're listening to high school basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast High School in Lincoln. Rob Austin with you. 8 minutes to go to see who will advance to play in the semifinals tomorrow and who's got a long, quiet bus ride home. Overton on top by three, 40-37. Randolph with the ball. John Goobles with it. He'll give off to Tooney. Tooney comes to the left side, picks up Kyles. Kyles from the free throw line, throws it up. It's no good. Rebound goes to Jared Schaefer of the Eagles. Overton now with this three-point lead. Underneath, and traveling is going to be called on Zach Olmstead. That's a tough turnover. And the Cardinals now, 40-37. Trailing by three with the ball. Walking a tightrope up was Austin Baker. Bounce pass goes over to Tunick. Shot is up off the backboard, taken from behind cleanly by Jared Schaefer, and then Schaefer gets fouled after he had possession of it. Tunick will get picked up for his first. Both teams with six team fouls here in the second half. 7:14 to go in the ballgame. Jared Schaefer now works it up the left side. Passes over to Hodgson. Hodgson takes it down to the right wing. Working back now around to the left. Schaefer to Olmstead. Pushed inside to Hodgson now. And somehow in the confusion, Lackett watches it bounce off his knee and out of bounds. Lackett had the ball and then lost possession of it out of bounds. So Overton will have the ball and along with it that three-point lead. Their end of the basket. Brady Weiss with it now over to the right wing. Fed inside. Solid play going up with Zach Olmstead. Olmstead will draw the foul. Didn't get the bucket. Foul's going to be Adam Tunick. That'll be his second. So Olmstead will go to the line where he's 2 for 2. It's up and it's in. .41-37. First points of the fourth quarter. Second shot up and on the money from Zach Olmstead. 42-37. Pass up ahead. Randolph now goes off the backboard. Shot is up. It's good. Daniel Giles made a nice look at it. Runs it up along the baseline. Gets it off the backboard for two. It's 42-39. Pass underneath now one more time. Good feed. Good read. Olmstead comes away with a big two. And it's 44-39. And into the crowd. Hard was John Goobles, and he's up, no worse for the wear. Quick apology, no fouls called. Overton will have the ball, but Goobles took the worst knock of that one. Hit by a freight train. Jump shot underneath is no good as he weaves his way into the paint from Jared Schaefer, but he can't get it. And did we get a traveling call? We did. Crowd called it before the whistle, if that helps you any. Austin Baker will head to the bench. Grant Anderson will come in for Randolph. 5:42 to go in the ball game. 5-point lead for Overton. Eagles with the ball. Pushed over to the left side. Picked up by Jake Olmstead. He almost lost it in the double team. Sends it back into the wing. Wide open was Jared Hodgson. Hodgson now feeds inside. Bounce pass underneath. Big hack. Zach Olmstead went up with it and took a big hack on Daniel Kyles. That'll be his third. So to the line comes Zach Olmstead. Olmstead's shot is up and it's in. Zach Olmstead makes it a 45-39 game. Second shot coming. It's no good. Rebound goes right back to Overton, though. Well played by Jared Schaefer. Ball's knocked out of bounds on the far end of the court. Randolph has the ball. They just need someone to throw it in. 45-39, 5:06 to go. Anderson works it in now. Triple coverage. Big press. Ball's almost knocked out of bounds. Tunick has it, and a foul's going to be called. No, timeout. Did we get a timeout? Yes, a full timeout for Randolph. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Our score, 45-39, Overton on top. You're listening to the ESPN Superstation at ESPNSuperstation.com.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
4:55 to go in the contest. Overton holds a 6-point lead. Randolph with the ball. Trailing 45-39. Shot goes up. Second, the rebound is no good from Randolph. And the Eagles will haul it down. Well played by Zach Olmstead. Long pass picked up by Jake Olmstead. He'll put it down. Tries to drive inside. Tries to pass it away and gets it knocked away Randolph with the ball. Koenig with the ball now at the top of the key. Pass over to the right side. Lackus is in for the Cardinals. Passes it right back to the left side. Grant Anderson there. Anderson hands it back off to Koenig. Koenig tried to go inside, lost it. He'll kick it back out to Kyles. Kyles goes up for a three, and it's no good. Battling for it and coming away with it is going to be the Eagles. Jared Hodgson tracks it down, and the Eagles now with a chance to build on a six-point lead. 3:55 to go in the ballgame. On the line, pass is out of bounds. Last touch by Randolph. Austin Baker back into the game. Grant Anderson goes to the bench. Jared Schaefer will bring it in for the Eagles. Schaefer now on that right wing, getting double teamed, goes baseline, bounce pass underneath. Unable to get a handle on it, we're going to get a jump ball called. Jake Jensen was involved in it, along with Clinton Lackus. Overton has possession in their favor. Pass underneath, quick, second rebound will go. Well played by Jared Schaefer. Schaefer pops in his first point of the night. 47-39. Cardinals coming back. Goobel, turnaround jump shot, no good. Going up to get it for the Eagles with Zach Olmstead. 47-39. Whistle blows. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Randolph. Inbound pass picked up. Now pushed over to the left side. In control is Hodgson. Makes the give to Schaefer. Schaefer gives it right back to Hodgson. Hodgson goes up for a long jumper and gets it. Jared Hodgson makes it a 49-39 game. 10-point lead now for Overton. 2:46 to go in the ballgame. Shot is up. It's no good. Foul's going to be called. And I think it's going to be on Clinton Lackus. And if so, that'll be Lackus' fifth, so he is done. With 2:41 to go in the ballgame, Randolph's top scorer is on the pine. Hodgson now will come in to shoot two. 2 for 6 from the free throw line is Hodgson. 10-point lead, though, for Overton with 2:41 to go when we get back to action. Hodgson goes the line, throws it up, bounces in and around. It's no good. Randolph gets the board. Working it around the left side. Kyles looked for three, didn't take it. Sends it to Goobel. Goobel's pass is broken up. Passed up ahead, hustling up to get it. Is back Olmstead, and I think Olmstead was fouled. Foul's going to be on Adam Tunick. It'll be his third. Back to the line now comes Zach Olmstead. 5 for 6. Make it 5 for 7 as he's now missed 2 in a row from the charity stripe. Score remains 49-39. Overton on top with 2:23 to go when we get back to action. Second shot is up and it's in. Zach Olmstead buries it 50-39. Pushing it up now around the right side. Baker to Anderson at the top of the key. Anderson, just outside of the three-point line, stops, gets it back, now drops the shoulder, goes inside, passes to Goobel. Goobel's shot from the baseline is no good. Rebound to Tunick, turn around, jump shot off the backboard, goes. That's just the fourth point here in the fourth quarter for Randolph. 50-41. Foul is going to be called. I think it's going to be on Adam Tunick. Anderson will pick up his first. So Brady Weeks will go to the line. He has 2 points on the night. On the afternoon, shot is up. It's too deep. No good. Weeks, a six-foot junior. Eagles are up by nine. He'd like to make it 10 again. Shot is up, and it's no good. It remains at nine. Weeks comes away empty-handed. Here comes Randolph. Foul's going to be called on Overton. That's Jared Schaefer. Should be Schaefer's second, or make that third. His third. Adam Tunick now. Shot is up. It's no good. Hustling down, and I think we got an intentional foul. Yeah. Anderson will pick up his second. We'll have a minute 30 to go. Jared Schaefer in double bonus now. Shot is up, in and out. Schaefer with 2 points on the night, but his impact has clearly been felt off the board. Shot is up, it's in. And Overton's going to take a timeout. It'll be a quick one. You're listening to High School Basketball on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast. Rob Osman with you. Overton Eagles on top now by 10, 51-41. Randolph will have the ball when we get back to action here, and a buck 30 to do something with it. Trailing by 10. And a double dribble is called as Austin Baker lost concentration and took his head up. And Overton now with it. Ball in the hand to Jared Schaefer. Schaefer's going to be double-teamed. He'll throw it all the way down and going for it and down on the court hard was Zach Olmstead and Grant Anderson. Anderson will pick up his third. Olmstead now goes back to the charity stripe. It's up and it's in. Zach Olmstead now, second shot. It's true. 53-41. Ball's down the other way. Last touch by the Eagles. As Randolph tried to push it down. It'll be Daniel Kyle's inbound pass. Austin Baker shot. Nothing but net, but only the bottom of it. Rebound goes to Overton now. Clock is down to 1 minute.
1 minute remaining.
Intentional foul now. Grubels will pick up his third.
Foul on Randolph, number 42. John Grubels shooting the double bonus on Overton.
So Jared Hodgson will go to the line. Bounces around, but out. Hodgson, a 5'11 senior. Shot is up. It's good. So Overton in control now by 13 and looks to move on to the semifinals tomorrow. They'll play the winner of our next game. Zach Olmstead, no lack of hustle here still as he works his way up. Foul's going to be on John Goobles. Should be his fourth, and here comes a fresh five for Randolph. We'll make it a fresh four. How about that? No, it's fresh five. Jake Olmstead will put it up, and it's good. We'll have a fresh five, or a fresh four for the moment, as the Ravenna starters head to the bench. 41 seconds remaining. Still out there is Jake Olmstead. He's the only starter because he's at the line. He's hit one. Shot is up and it's no good. We got a lane violation? Nope. Overton has five new players in now. So the clock will run down. It's at 38. Daniel Wessel. And the clock's going to run down. It's under 30 seconds. Shot is up. It's no good. Off the backboard and getting it to go. Eric Hasselhorst picks up his first varsity points in state championship play. Clock is down to 11. So 11 seconds to go. Randolph will play for the last shot. Overton fans are clapping as they're going to the semifinals. At the buzzer. It's up. It's good. Luke Court gets the last field goal for Randolph. ...55-45 is our final. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our MISCO Sports post-game show. Stay with us. You're listening to your ESPN Superstation at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area basketball teams at state. Call on Husker Tech for farm building, steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Find them in the Overton phone book.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
MISCO Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at MISCO's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Welcome back to Lincoln Northeast one last time as we wrap up this D1 battle between number 2 seeded Overton and number 7 seeded Randolph. Randolph gave them a bit of a game, but Overton too much in the end, and they get a 55-45 win. Randolph will wrap up the season at 14-8, and a very solid season at that. For Overton, they improve to 20-3. That elusive win number 20 goes to Overton, and that, more importantly, will advance them to the semifinals, where they will play the winner of our next game, Humphrey St. Francis and Exeter Milligan. I'll advise you to check out ESPNSuperstation.com or any of our other sister stations' websites to get an update on what games are coming up. These things kind of change at the last second. Rest assured, we will do our best to call whatever local teams have advanced thus far. So you're listening to the Misco Sports post-game show, and we'll wrap things up on that note. Rob Osmond saying a big thanks to Merrick for pushing all the buttons at Mission Control. Always a big help. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Congratulations to Overton as well as to Randolph. But Overton will advance to play at 10:45 in the Pershing Center tomorrow in the semifinals against the team to be determined. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time on ESPN at your ESPNSuperstation.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.